Psalm 136, and I'm going to be asking some of you for some testimonies tonight, so get ready. I'm thankful I made it back in from hunting before church tonight. No, sir. Brother Aaron shot a four-point Bambi yesterday. We did get the spots off of it, but he got it, that's for sure. And we weren't talking about you. Oh, anyhow, I'm not lying. I literally was wearing my church clothes out hunting tonight and had my coveralls over top of them. Didn't I, Michael? It takes too long to get ready otherwise with my leg being or my foot being bummed up like it is. Psalm 136. Let's start reading verse number 1. You follow along. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. Skip down to verse number 23. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Of course, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. That's obvious. By the way, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. It's not commercialized beyond measure. It's not destroying totally what it was intended for. But Thanksgiving was intended originally by our government, by our president, to thank the God of heaven for all that we had. Yes, sir. Notice it was started as a proclamation by our government. And I like it, but it started as thankfulness for the harvest and his plenty, for his goodness to get through, for his provision. It was never intended to be a big football day. Amen. Honestly, I'm not sure that it was intended to be a big day of gluttony, though we've turned it into that, and that's not all bad, amen? I know it wasn't intended to be the pre-shopping day that it has turned into being. It was a day to thank God for his blessings. And I want God to get some of your day tomorrow. We're going to start early maybe a little bit tonight, but just like Christmas, I think the one for whom it's about has been robbed. We sinful humans want to take credit for way too much. We've even stolen the importance of Christmas. It's all about us buying and selling and getting things for ourselves and others. Has nothing to do about Christ. And I think Thanksgiving has turned somewhat into that. Now, I'm not against eating. I'm going to be smoking a turkey tomorrow, not the way Brother Scott smoked some things, but putting it on the smoker, and I get that. It's not as big as the one Sam has, amen. Good night. Sam Woolard's got a homegrown turkey. It weighed 39 pounds. You ought to see the legs on that thing. Man, that thing, thunder thighs, amen? I mean, it's huge. But anyhow, Psalm 136 is a great way for us to see something. Now, boys and girls, Brother Anthony's not here. You don't have to take notes. I already have an outline I'm going to give you at the end of the service. You may take notes if you want to keep practice, but I'm going to hand everybody a copy of the outline on your way out tonight, so you don't need to take notes, but I want you to pay attention tonight. I'm going to stop along the way and give you a chance, if you'd like, to just take a minute or so and be thankful here in a moment. But Psalm 136 gives us seven major things for which to be thankful. There are seven major things for which we are to be thankful. And I want to take a few minutes tonight. Let me say this. If you took all seven of these and spent 2 minutes on each one of them in 15 minutes, you could have a great time with God tomorrow. You really could. Just 2 minutes on each point. It doesn't take long to do, but I want to help you tonight. Psalm 136, I want you to, first of all, number one, we can thank God because God is good. Look at verse number one. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Amen. Now look at me for a second. There's a lot of false gods out there. Most of them aren't good. Everybody doing okay? Allah is not a good God. He's a God of war, God of bitterness, God of hate. The false gods and the false religions of this world were basically designed upon not good people, but evil people. And you have to understand, God is good. When's the last time you sat down and told God how good he is to you? Think about how good God's been just in the last year to you. Monday morning early, I was out, and Brother Aaron and I got to the farm, and he dropped me off fairly close to my ground blind since I can't get in a tree. Since the last tree I went in, didn't work out so well. But I sat down and things were getting quiet and the sun started just peeking up. And the skies was turning colors, and I just sat there, Brother Jim, and I said, God, you're mighty good. There's a lot of people wish they could even be sitting out here right now, and I'm here. And you're mighty good. Can I tell you something? God's good because he's not a sinner. First thing I thanked God for Monday morning was, God's not a sinner. I am. The fact that God would be good to me, even though I'm a sinner, just amazes me. I'd already had coffee. I had a cereal bar, and I said, Lord, you gave me food and coffee. You're good. God's mighty good. Our sin causes us not to understand all of his goodness. Our sin prevents some of his goodness. If we're not living right, why should he be good to us? Why should he? Even when things are bad, God's pretty good. Folks, I don't care if you've got cancer. I don't care if you've got some other disease. I don't care if you broke your foot falling out of a tree stand that broke on you. It doesn't matter how bad it is. Guess what? God's still good because we're not going to die and go to hell if we're saved. Anything past that, God's mighty good. Mighty good. Just because God didn't give you everything you want doesn't mean God's not good. Isn't it amazing how selfish we humans are? We think because we ask, God has to give it. And if God doesn't give it, then God's not good. God's goodness is not based on you. God's goodness is based on him. And he not only is good, he is the source of all goodness. You see, even though we're sinners, God is good. Number two, we also ought to, second part of verse number one, and several, almost every verse in this chapter uses this statement, for his mercy endureth forever. Now, everybody look at me for a second. Mercy is not the lack of punishment. Most people think mercy means, well, if I say I'm guilty, then maybe I won't be punished. Oh, no. Or maybe I won't be punished as bad. That's possible, but that's not what mercy is. Mercy is loving somebody while you apply punishment. Do you know that we're all sinners? Even if we're saved, we're still sinners. And God loves us and blesses us in spite of us disobeying him. And his mercy endureth forever. That means this. I don't care how far into sin you go, God can bless you. You can't go so far that you can't get back to God. God said he'd go to the lowest hell with you. Do we really understand that? So when you say to your child, if you quit doing that, then I won't punish you, that's not mercy. That's a lack of justice. That's misjustice. God's not going to stop his justice to be easy on you. You will be punished. Now, you may not have the severity of it, but you will get punishment. You don't stop God's justice with mercy. Mercy is applied with justice. God loves us in spite of our sin and blesses us in spite of it. Guess what? Sowing and reaping doesn't stop based on your goodness. Sowing and reaping doesn't happen because of you being good or you being bad. He doesn't stop death. By the way, God didn't create death. Sin did. God gives life. Death comes by the devil and sin. Quit blaming God for a loved one who passed away. So, well, it was time. God decided. No. God didn't decide. Sin decides. That's why the body struggles to live, because it was made to live forever. Jesus came, and I'll talk about this Christmas Sunday, the Sunday before Christmas, but Jesus came in a body that could die just like our body. He was robed in flesh, but he didn't get robed in a sinful nature. He lived the life we were supposed to live. He does not take he doesn't take the weeds away. Ladies, he didn't take the pain of childbirth away, nor did he take the pain of marriage away from you. You're still married to him. You have to understand something. You have to understand that God is good no matter the situation. Number three. And then I'm going to give you a chance, and then I'm going to finish the sermon. We need to be thankful for the great things that God does. Look at verse number four. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. Can I say something? At Grace Baptist Church and to the Christians that are here tonight, we've seen God do an awful lot of miracles here. Amen. God's been mighty good. I tell my staff this often. They hear me say this a lot. I never want to get over God doing great things at Grace Baptist Church. I never want to get over it. Brother Harry, I never want to get over watching God perform miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle here. I sat up here Sunday night and watched Jennifer and Will and Charlie get up here and sing and thought, man, there's another miracle. 105 degree day, knocked on their door, dripping wet with sweat. I was sweating so bad I couldn't hardly stand it. And they were sweating from working outside, and we must have talked for an hour. They came to church, and look what God did. Amen. They all got saved and baptized. They're serving God. She's assistant Sunday school teacher. And Brother Aaron's helping with ushering and other stuff around here. Can I tell you something? God's mighty good. Don't ever get over God's goodness. Financial miracles, good night. I can't even begin to count those. God's been mighty good. Health miracles, election miracles. Amen. May I say something? I believe with all of my heart the election previous to this one was of God as well, because God wanted to wake America up. I really believe that's true, and I believe President Trump has an opportunity to do more now than he would have had he won 4 years ago. I really believe that. I believe that he has Congress behind him, and he has the ability to get things through, and he doesn't have to run again. Therefore, he can put 4 years in. He is ready to hit on day one. Let me tell you, at 12:05, after all the swearing in is done, look out, because it's going to start flying. and the fur's going to be flying, and the libbers are going to be crying. Hey, that rhymed. I didn't even think about that. God's pretty good. Let me ask some of you, give just a minute or so testimony about how good God's been to you maybe this last year. Who'd like to start? Brother Jim, what you got? What you got? You want to praise God for a second? Go ahead. He's been bugging me for 2 weeks for this. You don't have to stand up.
This has been on my mind all month. And I'm blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Veterans Day.
Yes, sir.
Veterans Day, I was deeply blessed. Parents, your sons and daughters, 12 of them, come to my house and sang and praised me and Aunt Lynn, this lady here, right there.
Miss B. Amen.
I pray and thank God you all as members of this church and your sons and daughters, we praise your children. Children is our forefathers. That's one of three be down the road now. I hear a couple of them coming, the rest of you do in the song. And that's been on my mind, and my prayers has covered.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother Jim. God's mighty good. God's mighty good. That's my buddy right there. Who else? Yes, Charlie. Super. Super, super, super. I love it. All right. Somebody else. God's done something. Brother Barnes. Amen.
Work and strength to do the work and a mind to do it.
Yes, sir. Well, at least strength. I'm not sure about the mind for all of us. Amen. Somebody else. What's God good to you for? Yes, ma'am.
Well, everybody knows I've had a really hard year.
Been an exciting one. Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Just remember, when they're trying to drag you through the mud, they're ahead of you in the mud. That's all you got to remember. Amen. Somebody else. Miss Lopez.
Mateo wants to be thankful that his mom's coming to church now.
Amen. That's a lot to be thankful for. Yes, yeah, no doubt about it. Will, what you got? Amen. I'm thankful too. I really am. That's exciting. Yes, ma'am.
I am so thankful for God and me and myself and I that I bought, with God's help, bought my first vehicle without a co-sign.
Amen. That's awesome. That's big news right there. I understand that. I do. Somebody else. Yes, ma'am.
I'm just thankful for the ability that Randy has to play the piano during the church, but I get a double blessing because he brings it home.
Yes.
38 years of marriage, and I've never stopped enjoying
it. Amen. Amen. Sometimes he does it just to drown you out, but I'm teasing. No, thank God for Brother Randy. Dependability. I never wonder, and there's times they're away, but I know well in advance and everything's cared for. Thank God for Randy and Leanne. Amen. Brother Aaron.
Going through a hookup time there for me when
Amen. That's why she's called Mommy. Amen. What was that? I'm teasing. All right, somebody else. Yes, ma'am. Amen. And I'm thankful that you all moved here this year. Amen. Somebody else. Yes, ma'am.
I'm thankful that I get to work here at church. Amen. And that I don't have to worry about keeping my job if I'm sick or going to more doctor's appointments than I care to keep track of. That I can keep track of. And the school is a blessing. And
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm thankful they got Mrs. Barnes' cancer and seemed like they got it all and got it all under control. Amen. Yes, sir.
I'm thankful that mom's chemo hasn't dragged her too much.
That's right. Yep, she's done well. Jackie?
Scott and I are both very thankful for the church family.
Amen. Amen. We're thankful for y'all.
Amen.
Amen. Vanessa? We're thankful for Vanessa. Amen. All right. Kathy?
I read my job again.
Can't read your own writing, but. Senior moment for her birthday. She can't read her own writing. Amen. Amen. Thank you. All right. Yes, ma'am.
I have way too many things to get.
It's exciting, isn't it? It's exciting. Amen. Yes, ma'am. So true. Amen. Brother Joe?
Yes, sir. I said this Sunday morning. I'll say it again today because I'm going to be in Sunday school, but I'm thankful for being a part of this church, knowing that we're one big happy family, the fellowship that we have. And I'm also thankful for the family that I have. Stepping out on my own, starting my business. She supported me. You supported me. And I came home last night. This is Mexico.
Amen. Ain't it great to have a real church? I don't know how else to say that. Ain't it great to have a real church? Amen. Somebody else. Going once. Going twice. All right. Point number four. Here we go. Look at verse number five. Oh, I already turned the page. Hang on here. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. May I say something? We should be thankful for the nature and the universe that God's made for us. Oh, I love the sunrise. It's a time I enjoy every day. There's not many sunrises in the last many decades that I haven't seen. Each one's different, but I love them. I love the beauty of the earth. I like the fall time. I like the springtime. I like the summertime. I like some of the wintertime. No fat on the deer. Going to be mild ones. So praise the Lord for that. But when's the last time you just walked by something in nature and said, God, you're just so wonderful. You're so beautiful. My wife and I got to go to Hawaii for our 35th anniversary and took a cruise. And it's amazing. The things that I took pictures of most weren't what most people would have. It was the scenery. It was the things that we were thankful for, the different colors, the different unique plants and different things. And I just was fascinated with it. Yeah, you say, why? Because I got to see God's beauty in a totally different place. And it's just exciting to me. And even the animals, except those 10-point squirrels. Amen, Michael? But anyhow, may I say something? This lost world tries to explain God away with something called evolution. First of all, it's not even science. It is a theory, and it's not even a science that even meets up to the standard of science. But to think, it takes more faith to believe in evolution than it does believe that God created the earth. Trust me. And we have to understand that what God put in action is still in action today. They know what time the sun's coming up tomorrow. They know what time it'll go down tomorrow. They know what time high tide will be and low tide will be. And it's very predictable because God put it in motion. And there's so many other things. May I say something? Take time to enjoy those things. Take time to enjoy the beauty of our world. By the way, there's no such thing as global warming.
Amen.
There's no such thing as climate change.
Amen.
If you start studying the last 120 years of temperatures, you'll find out things have varied very little. Oh, but if it's a tenth of a degree, okay. You couldn't even notice a tenth of a degree on your body.
Amen.
And at that rate, it would take millions and millions of years that the world's not even been here for to affect it. Well, all the ice is going to melt and everything is going to flood. Hey, dummy, did you know if all the ice melts, the water level goes down, not up?
Yep.
Well, not only that, you fill a cup with ice and fill it the rest of the way with water. If all the ice melts, it doesn't overflow, it goes down. It's called volume. And ice takes up more volume than regular water. And God put it there for a reason. And we're just not going to get into all the science of it. But may I say something? Don't listen to all the alarmists. We have to understand something. God's in control of the universe. When we go out tonight, the stars are still in the sky. It doesn't matter who lives or who dies. Everything's going to continue. Tomorrow morning, the sun's coming up.
Amen.
Now, you might not see it if it's raining, but it's still up. Number five, I've got to hurry. Oh, look at verse number 23. This is one of my favorites. I'm about to shout and cry at the same time. Who remembered us in our low estate? Be thankful that God knows who you are.
Amen.
I can't tell you how many times I've wept a bucket of tears over, God, you know who I am. I don't have to go to him and tell him who I am.
Right.
Remember the first time I met with Brother Hiles for my senior appointment. I was scared to death. I was a college senior. I was 21 years old, getting ready to graduate. Went to go see him, and he called me in, and I said, sir, and I gave him my name. He said, I know who you are. And I said, well, he said, no, I know who you are. He said, you're the one that stands in the alley. You do this. You're part of this. You do this. You do this. You do this. He said, I know exactly who you are. I didn't know what to say after that. Other than, he actually knew my name. I didn't know he knew it, but he knew my name. Can I tell you something? The fact that God knows my name is even more amazing. Even more amazing. Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who exalteth above the heavens. What is man that thou art mindful of him? You know, God thinks about us. God thinks about you by name every day. God wants to be with us in spite of our sinfulness and our selfishness. I wonder, will God get any time with us even though he knows our name? God knows us and made us to fellowship with him. Why wouldn't he want to spend time with us? God loves me in spite of my sin. God loves me in spite of my failures. And that is plenty enough right there to be thankful for. Just the fact God remembers who I am. Number six. Oh, look at verse number 24. And hath redeemed us from our enemies. Can I tell you something? We ought to be thankful for all the enemies God's allowed us to defeat. And I sometimes joke a lot, but we need to quit feuding and fellowshipping with the enemy and just obey God. My wife mentioned this. You'll never know the attacks that we go under sometimes. And it's okay. That's what I'm here for. But can I tell you something? I've watched God turn some of my enemies back into my friends. And that's pretty enjoyable. I've had some friends turn into enemies. That's not so enjoyable, but it goes both ways. Can I tell you something? Every time I have an enemy, I don't think about my enemy other than God protect him, but just remove the evil. And God, would you give me the strength to help them? I don't spend time with them. But maybe God would allow me to go through it to reach somebody else. I've seen a lot of victories. I've got a man that hated my guts so bad for so long. Just a few years ago, I got a text from him. He said, I got a problem. Would you pray for me? And I've been praying for that man every day. By the way, he texted me this morning and said, brother, I love you. I'm praying for you. Say, what is that? I want an enemy back to a friend. I don't attack my enemies. I don't attack my opposers. Everybody look at me for a second. If we react to our enemy the way they act to us, we're no better than our enemy. I'm not supposed to act like my enemy. I'm not about to get down because I have an enemy. I didn't get up because I didn't have one. Why should I get down because I do have one? Our obedience to God will allow God to do what he wants with the enemy while we keep doing what we're supposed to do. Let's not focus on the enemy. Let's focus on God and be thankful for what he can do in spite of us having an enemy. Amen. And lastly, oh, I'm excited about this. Look at verse 25. Who giveth food to all flesh. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. We're all going to eat a lot. I don't know if you are, but I am. May I say something? But I'm glad that for the last 364 days, I've thanked God every day for every piece of food I put in my mouth. Seriously. We ought to take time to thank God for every bit of food we have. Do you realize that most of us will eat more food tomorrow than most people have in a week around the world? Most people have in their home right now enough food that most people in poorer countries don't have in a whole year. Seriously. If you've never been to a third world country, you have no idea what we have in America. You just have no idea. Maybe we ought not just be thankful for good food on Thanksgiving. Let's thank him. By the way, if we'll thank him when the cupboards are full, it's a little easier to go to him when they're not so full and we need help. You want to have a good Thanksgiving tomorrow? I've given you seven things for which to be thankful for. Seven things. Maybe we ought to take time privately tomorrow I'm not against doing it as a family too, but I think everyone ought to do it as an individual as well as a family. Things to be thankful for. I'm thankful for my church. I'm thankful for this church. I'm thankful for the love and the spirit we have in this church and the true family spirit we have. I mean that. I'm thankful we get to see God work every week of the world here. People saved and lives changed and bringing Brother Jim to us. And, you know, on and on and on and on and on it goes. I'm thankful for my family. God's been mighty good to my family and brought my daughter and my son-in-law up here and my grandson and our future grandbaby that you'll get to find out what it is in a little while. Yeah, no, that's what she married. But seriously, I'm thankful for my dad. I'm thankful for my brother and my sister-in-law and their family and my children and their families. And I could go on and on. Thankful for my dear wife. Boy, you talk about a trooper. I put her through the exercises the last 2 months. She's had to put up with a caged lion that can't walk on one leg. And this is the longest period of time I have gone since I was 16 years old without driving. I was so happy that Monday morning, Brother Aaron had to flush the cows and open the gate, and I jumped into the driver's seat and drove at the farm. I'm not allowed to drive on the road, but I could drive on the farm, amen? And, it's been hard on her, but it's okay. We're in it together. We're going to make it. God's mighty good. Let's give God thanks tomorrow. Not just thank other people, but I think we should. But I think we ought to give God some time tomorrow and be thankful to God for what we have. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I won't belabor it, but maybe somebody wants to come to the altar tonight and thank God for a moment here. If you've been not ever trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior and you need to get saved, know for sure you're on the way to heaven. You come, we'll take the Bible and show you. If you've been saved and you just want to come to an altar and thank God for a moment, you may.